Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. 68-year-old Eureka resident Richard Stevens suffered fatal injuries in a single-vehicle motorcycle crash on Highway 101 southbound on Tuesday afternoon. Stevens was just south of the Mill Creek campground when, for reasons still under investigation, after Stevens passed a vehicle heading southbound, he lost control of his bike. Stevens rode up an embankment, hit a tree, and was thrown back into the roadway, sustaining fatal injuries. Eureka police officers spotted a stolen vehicle being driven southbound on Broadway near Wabash Avenue on Tuesday night and initiated a high-risk traffic stop, but the driver, later identified as 38-year-old Eureka resident Michael Podesta, led officers on a short vehicle and foot pursuit instead of stopping. Podesta was driving a vehicle stolen earlier that evening at a business near West Harris Street. The victim reported he had gotten out of his convertible to check for a water leak underneath the vehicle when Podesta allegedly jumped in and sped off with his car. Podesta led officers on a short vehicle pursuit that ended near Glen Street and then attempted to flee on foot, but was quickly chased down, arrested, and booked into county jail. The sheriff's office received a call on Tuesday regarding the theft of water from Bridgeville Elementary School. The superintendent told deputies that a maintenance worker checked the school's 20,000-gallon water tank and found it to be completely drained. Since the school had no running water, it was closed. Upon further investigation, tire tracks were located in the field on the south side of the school. It is believed that the suspect took a garden hose from the school, used it to drain the water, and siphoned it into a large truck with water tanks. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Fire crews continue the battle against the Corral fire burning in the Trinity Alps that has scorched over 12,000 acres and currently stands at 56% containment. Over 1,000 personnel are on the scene, and thanks to favorable weather conditions, it is safer for hand crews to construct direct lines. Crews will be utilizing coyote tactics, which means that they will be packing everything they need for several days and hiking into remote areas in order to combat the blaze. Aircraft have dropped over 500,000 gallons of water on or near the perimeter of the fire, contributing to the increase in containment. Smoke and air quality remain a concern for those in the fire area. Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into a stabbing incident at the Central Station Bar in McKinleyville over the weekend. The victim reported he had gotten into an argument with the suspect and they carried the argument to the parking lot. The victim reports he was sprayed with pepper spray and then stabbed. The suspect drove from the scene in a blue four-door sedan with tinted windows and is described as an Hispanic male adult with a teardrop tattoo under his eye, 5'8", 145 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, who is wearing a gray hoodie and plaid shorts. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office received a report of a home invasion on Monday in the 300 block of Oak Street in Eureka. The 29-year-old female victim was in her bedroom when she heard someone trying to enter the house. Upon entering the kitchen, she saw a white male adult in a black hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black boots attempting to open her sliding glass door. The female victim grabbed a revolver and pointed it at the suspect, and the suspect ran away. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There has been a recent uptick in the number of vehicular thefts and pursuits that have occurred in the county. Many would say that this is the result of realignment and the prison system's inability to keep low-level offenders behind bars. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum is well aware of the increase in stolen cars and commented on Talk Shop about a particularly busy week of vehicle-related criminal activity.
We were involved, it should be 2 weeks ago now, we had 6 pursuits in 5 days of stolen vehicles. We caught all of them at 2. Pretty good average, but anyhow, there's no deterrent not to steal a car. But that's an awful lot of stolen cars.
Harpum went on to describe the reason someone would attempt to steal a car.
Usually in our situation, it's transportation. They're looking for easy transportation. You know, I haven't talked to Highway Patrol lately, but I haven't heard rumors of a chop shop. They might be taking them south, but although we recover most of them, most of our stolen cars are recovered. We either catch them in them or we find it someplace abandoned.
Always remember to keep your vehicle locked in order to minimize the risks that you will become a victim of vehicular theft. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.